When the oil refinery that used to cover a large swath of South Philadelphia exploded in 2019, it leaked a deadly chemical into the atmosphere. The chemical did not travel into nearby communities, but many saw the incident as a close call. From WHYY's climate desk, Sophia Schmidt reports advocates are suing the federal government to try to prevent similar incidents.
The lawsuit filed by the Philadelphia-based Clean Air Council and two other nonprofits claims the deadly chemical hydrogen fluoride poses an unreasonable risk to residents living near refineries. Monroe Energy's refinery in Traynor, Delaware County, is one of dozens that continues to use the chemical to make high-octane gasoline. Annie Fox is an attorney at Clean Air Council. She says the chemical can be deadly to breathe or touch at high levels.
Hydrofluoric acid is the stuff of nightmares. One of the things that make it very dangerous is that when someone is exposed to it, they might not detect the exposure right away until the damage is very severe and perhaps untreatable.
The advocates hope to force the EPA to start a rulemaking process to restrict use of the chemical. A spokesperson for Monroe Energy says it has recently updated safety measures to contain the chemical. The EPA declined to comment on the pending lawsuit. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
After the cost of electricity in the Garden State spiked 20% on June 1st, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and eight other governors are calling on PJM Interconnection, the organization that manages the regional electric grid, to make fundamental changes.
Affordability is the issue here. We've got a huge supply-demand imbalance. And again, if you've got a supply-demand imbalance, you've got 1,600 projects that are in the queue. Come on, man, that's the easiest way to address the affordability question and the imbalance.
The PJM Board of Managers has agreed to discuss the situation at a meeting later this week. Even though Philadelphia's homicide rate remains lower than last year, the number of firearms in the city is up. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner says that is unsettling news.
There were about 780,000 guns sold in Pennsylvania last year. There were about 12,000 taken off the street by police. That math does not reduce guns. That math, unfortunately, means we have more and more guns, and yet we have fewer and fewer homicides.
Under Pennsylvania law, Philadelphia is not allowed to make its own firearms laws. Regulations on gun sales and use that have been approved by City Council have been superseded by state regulations. In sports, a win for the Phils last night in 10 innings. They beat the Red Sox 3-2 Monday in South Philly. It was a 10th-inning walk-off win due to a rare catcher's interference call. And the two teams play again tonight in South Philly. Eagles, rookies, and veterans report to training camp today in South Philadelphia. Partly cloudy weather in the city. We'll have a high of 84 today. Right now it's 73 degrees. Good morning.